for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. World leaders, including Chinese President Xi Jinping, are now gathering in Manila for the 23rd APEC Economic Leaders Meeting. It's expected that President Xi will introduce the progress made in implementing the Belt and Road Initiative while also addressing APEC cooperation and updating the consensus made at the last APEC meeting that was held in Beijing last year. Most heads of the 21 APEC members, with the exception of Russian President Vladimir Putin and Indonesian President Joko Widodo, have promised to attend the summit despite the terror attacks in Paris. The Philippine government has beefed up and tightened security. China has urged Japan to stop stoking tensions in the South China Sea and refrain from making groundless accusations against China on this issue. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei says Japan is not one of the parties directly involved in the South China Sea disputes and should have spoken and acted cautiously on the issue. Also says the move from the Japanese side affects the positive momentum in the Japan-China relationship and threatens regional peace and stability. Hong Lei made the remarks when asked to comment on some Japanese officials' concerns over China's construction activities on the Nansha Islands and reefs. Senior military officials from China and Portugal have vowed to strengthen the two countries' military cooperation. Chinese Defense Minister Chang Wanquan met with Chief of the General Staff of the Portuguese Armed Forces, Artur Neves Pinha Monteiro, in Beijing on Tuesday. Chang said China is willing to work with Portugal to further promote military exchanges and cooperation in all areas. Pinha Monteiro said Portugal is willing to expand military exchanges with China in such areas as young military officers training and international peacekeeping. North Korean authorities are still mulling UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's visit to Pyongyang. The official KCNA news agency said on Tuesday the visit's not been confirmed, but it did not deny Ban's likely trip to the north. It's been over 20 years since former UN Secretary General Boutros-Ghali visited North Korea. That was in 1993. Ban planned to visit Kaesong Industrial Complex, an industrial zone jointly operated by both Koreas, in May, but the visit was later canceled due to a sudden withdrawal of approval from Pyongyang. Russian authorities have finally confirmed that the plane crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last month was the result of a terrorist attack. The Federal Security Service announced that conclusion on Tuesday, saying the plane was brought down by a bomb. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered all Russian security services to find and punish the terrorists involved in the crash. The FSB offered a reward of $50 million for information about those responsible for the attack. The Russian airliner crashed October 31st, shortly after taking off from the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh en route to St. Petersburg, Russia. All 224 people on board were killed. And hours after the crash, a branch of Islamic State claimed responsibility for the disaster. France has launched more airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria. According to the French Defense Ministry, six Mirage 2000 and four fighter jets took off from Jordan and the United Arab Emirates on Monday night to carry out the attacks. The warplanes pounded a command center and a recruitment center in Raqqa. The intensive strikes against the IS came after the terrorist group claimed responsibility for the deadly Paris attacks on Friday, which left around 130 people dead. French President François Hollande pledged that the country would intensify its assault on the IS. He said he would meet his U.S. and Russian counterparts in the coming days to build a stronger global coalition to combat the Islamic State. The governors of 15 U.S. states have announced they'll not allow the resettlement of Syrian refugees in their jurisdictions, citing the safety of citizens following the terror attacks in the French capital. 14 of the governors are Republicans. The Islamic State's claimed responsibility for the attacks and has threatened to launch similar action in Washington, D.C., the U.S. capital. The investigations revealed that at least one of the attackers was from Syria. Despite mounting criticism and objection, U.S. President Barack Obama is sticking with his plan to accept 10,000 Syrian refugees in the next 12 months. Another giant panda bred in captivity will be released into the wild in southwest China's Sichuan province. The two-year-old female panda, the fifth candidate of the country's program to put captive giant pandas back in the wild, has finished a two-year wilderness training program, and she'll be released into the Lidzipung Nature Reserve on Thursday. Her elder brother, Tao Tao, was released into the same reserve in 2012. China began releasing captive-bred pandas into the wild in 2006. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.